No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome here to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the seventh day of February. Welcome, everyone. We are winding this week down together, and every day we are in the Word of God, and every day will get us one day closer to getting through the entire Bible. Israel, right around the corner, like tomorrow. We leave tomorrow, and I hope you will join us on the journey through the land of the Bible. Let's finish well together today, reading Exodus chapters 25 through 27. Today is the last day in the New English Translation. Yesterday, we left off with Moses entering the mountain to be alone with God, to receive the instructions to give to the people. And right before we left, the people vowed to follow the commands that God had given them through Moses. And so we pick up today, right where we left off with that story, as Moses enters into instruction with the Lord. Exodus chapter 25. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. From every person motivated by a willing heart, you are to receive my offering. This is the offering you are to accept from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems to be set in the ephod and in the breastpiece. Let them make for me a sanctuary so that I may live among them. According to all that I am showing you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, you must make it exactly so. They are to make an ark of acacia wood. Its length is to be 45 inches, its width 27 inches, and its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, both inside and outside. You must overlay it, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold over it. You are to cast four gold rings for it and put them on its 4 feet, with two rings on one side and two rings on the other side. You are to make poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and put the poles into the rings at the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark with them. The poles must remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed from it. You are to put into the ark the testimony that I will give to you. You are to make an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length is to be 45 inches, and its width is to be 27 inches. You are to make two cherubim of gold. You are to make them of hammered metal on the two ends of the atonement lid. Make one cherub on one end and one cherub on the other end. From the atonement lid, you are to make the cherubim on the two ends. The cherubim are to be spreading their wings upward, overshadowing the atonement lid with their wings, and the cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the atonement lid. You are to put the atonement lid on top of the ark, and in the ark you are to put the testimony I am giving you. I will meet with you there, and from above the atonement lid, from between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will command you for the Israelites. You are to make a table of acacia wood. Its length is to be 36 inches, its width 18 inches, and its height 27 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for it. You are to make a surrounding frame for it, about 3 inches broad, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for its frame. You are to make four rings of gold for it, and attach the rings at the four corners where its four legs are. The rings are to be close to the frame to provide places for the poles to carry the table. You are to make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, so that the table may be carried with them. You are to make its plates, its ladles, its pitchers, and its bowls to be used in pouring out offerings. You are to make them of pure gold. You are to set the bread of the presence on the table before me continually. You are to make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand is to be made of hammered metal, its base and its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms are to be from the same piece. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on one branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on the next branch, and the same for the 6 branches extending from the lampstand. On the lampstand there are to be 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, with a bud under the first 2 branches from it, and a bud under the next 2 branches from it, and a bud under the third 2 branches from it, according to the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. Their buds and their branches will be one piece, all of it one hammered piece of pure gold. You are to make its 7 lamps and then set its lamps up on it, so that it will give light to the area in front of it. Its trimmers and its trays are to be of pure gold. About 75 pounds of pure gold is to be used for it and for all these utensils. Now be sure to make them according to the pattern you were shown on the mountain. The tabernacle itself you are to make with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet. You are to make them with cherubim that are the work of an artistic designer. The length of each curtain is to be 42 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet, the same size for each of the curtains. 5 curtains are to be joined, one to another, and the other 5 curtains are to be joined, one to another. You are to make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and in the same way you are to make loops in the outer edge of the end curtain in the second set. You are to make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you are to make 50 loops on the end curtain, which is on the second set, so that the loops are opposite one to another. You are to make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains together with the clasps, so that the tabernacle is a unit. You are to make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You are to make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain is to be 45 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet, the same size for the 11 curtains. You are to join 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. You are to double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. You are to make 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and 50 loops along the edge of the curtain that joins the second set. You are to make 50 bronze clasps and put the clasps into the loops and join the tent together so that it is a unit. Now the part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, will hang over at the back of the tabernacle. The foot and a half on the one side and the foot and a half on the other side of what remains in the length of the curtains of the tent will hang over the sides of the tabernacle on one side and the other side to cover it. You are to make a covering for the tent out of ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of fine leather. You are to make the frames for the tabernacle out of acacia wood as uprights. Each frame is to be 15 feet long, and each frame is to be 27 inches wide, with 2 projections per frame parallel one to another. You are to make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. So you are to make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and you are to make 40 silver bases to go under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 projections, and likewise, 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 projections, and for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, 20 frames, and their 40 silver bases, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the back of the tabernacle on the west, you will make 6 frames. You are to make two frames for the corners of the tabernacle on the back. At the two corners, they must be doubled at the lower end and finished together at the top in one ring. So it will be for both. So there are to be 8 frames and their silver bases, 16 bases, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. You are to make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the back of the tabernacle on the west. The middle bar in the center of the frames will reach from end to end. You are to overlay the frames with gold and make their rings of gold to provide places for the bars, and you are to overlay the bars with gold. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the plan that you were shown on the mountain. You are to make a special curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. It is to be made with cherubim, the work of an artistic designer. You are to hang it with gold hooks on 4 posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, set in 4 silver bases. You are to hang this curtain under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony in there, behind the curtain. The curtain will make a division for you between the holy place and the most holy place. You are to put the atonement lid on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. You are to put the table outside the curtain and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle, opposite the table, and you are to place the table on the north side. You are to make a hanging for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. You are to make for the hanging 5 posts of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and their hooks will be gold, and you are to cast 5 bronze bases for them. You are to make the altar of acacia wood, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. The altar is to be square, and its height is to be 4.5 feet. You are to make its 4 horns on its 4 corners. Its horns will be part of it, and you are to overlay it with bronze. You are to make its pots for the ashes, its shovels, its tossing bowls, its meat hooks, and its fire pans. You are to make all its utensils of bronze. You are to make a grating for it, a network of bronze, and you are to make on the network 4 bronze rings on its 4 corners. You are to put it under the ledge of the altar below, so that the network will come halfway up the altar. You are to make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and you are to overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be put into the rings, so that the poles will be on 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. You are to make the altar hollow, out of boards, just as it was shown you on the mountain, so they must make it. You are to make the courtyard of the tabernacle. For the south side, there are to be hangings for the courtyard of fine twisted linen, 150 feet long for one side, with 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. Likewise, for its length on the north side, there are to be hangings for 150 feet, with 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with silver hooks and bands on the posts. The width of the court on the west side is to be 75 feet with hangings with their 10 posts and their 10 bases. The width of the court on the east side toward the sunrise is to be 75 feet. The hangings on one side of the gate are to be 22.5 feet long with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. On the second side, there are to be hangings 22.5 feet long with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. For the gate of the courtyard, there is to be a curtain of 30 feet of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, with 4 posts and their 4 bases. All the posts around the courtyard are to have silver bands. Their hooks are to be silver, and their bases bronze. The length of the courtyard is to be 150 feet, and the width 75 feet, and the height of the fine twisted linen hangings is to be 7.5 feet with their bronze bases. All the utensils of the tabernacle used in all its service, all its tent pegs, and all the tent pegs of the courtyard are to be made of bronze. You are to command the Israelites that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps will burn regularly. In the tent of meeting outside the curtain that is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons are to arrange it from evening to morning before the Lord. This is to be a lasting ordinance among the Israelites for generations to come. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence with us, that you live among us, that you came to be Emmanuel, God with us. You didn't leave us out here on our own. You are with us every step of the way. Help us to remember that when we forget that you are there. Help us to remember that when we push you away. And help us to remember that when we reach for things that are not good for us together in relationship, you and I. May we be mindful of your presence and your spirit. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. We are getting ready to go to Israel tomorrow. I can hardly believe that. It's here, and we are so excited. We're taking you with us, so please pack your toothbrush, get some clean drawers, and let's go together. If you can't come with, you can stay on every day. Brian and I will do special episodes of whatever this is at the end of every podcast, and we will share our journey from our perspective with this beautiful group that is gathering, that is meeting us there in Israel. We're taking some of our beautiful family, and we'll just talk it all down at the end of the day. We hope that you will join us there. Thank you for your prayers. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do it without you, and we are so grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. I have to think about what's happening here. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or you can utilize the app again with the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line and on the phone call. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We're heading out tomorrow. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hey, Dab family, this is Sally from Alberta in Canada, and I just want to ask you to join with me for the prayers for young lady Harper, who's got a growth and who has returned to Florida from working in an orphanage in Guatemala. Lord, I just lift up Harper to you today, and I thank you for her. Lord, I thank you that you sent Jesus to the earth. He came and he bore our sins, he bore our sicknesses on the cross. Lord, he took away at that moment all the sickness. And I claim right now that the sickness in Harper's body that Jesus took will go. I tell this sickness in the name of Jesus to go. Lord, when your people, the Israelites, stepped out into the wilderness, out of Egypt, Lord, they stepped into your protection, they stepped into your covenant, and Lord, there was no sickness in any of those people in all the time they were in the wilderness. Their shoes didn't even wear out, and Lord, I claim that right now for Harper, that she'll be covered under your covenant. She is a child of the Most High God, and therefore she is covered by your victory, Jesus. And I claim total victory over this sickness, Lord. Lord, by your stripes we are healed, and I claim that over her, and that she will not be subject to the wiles of the enemy, the sicknesses of the evil one, Lord, and I tell in the name of Jesus this sickness to go. I claim that she will submit to you, Lord. She will resist the devil. She will resist this sickness, and it will flee from her. And her body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and therefore this sickness cannot even flourish in her body, because she is the daughter of the Most High God. And I claim victory, and I praise you, Lord, and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Good morning, DAB family. My name is Matthew. I am originally from Minnesota, but I am now in the military. And over the last month, I've been facing a lot of emotional issues. I have been silent about it for too long, and I am now starting to learn how to open up. So I'd like to say a quick prayer for those who are in the military or civilian who are also struggling with emotional issues. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with those who are struggling with emotional issues, civilian or others, military people. Allow them to find some way to cope with the anxiety, whether it be drawing, writing, or just going on a walk in nature. And because it has been found that moving the eyes does tend to help with this stuff. Another thing is that hopefully they can find somebody who they feel open around. I did that recently, and I find it has actually been helping me be more open with myself. I've been silent for too long. Now I know how to be open around my problems, and I pray that those who have been bottling up their emotions can learn how to do the same. So please be with those people, allow the Holy Spirit to enter their heart, and allow them to find that
Good morning, DABC. This is Melissa in Arkansas, and I've been listening to the DAB for the past 5 or 6 years. I just switched over to DABC this year, and I'm really enjoying listening to Jill and her commentaries and the things that her perspectives and the things that she's learned about the Bible is a breath of fresh air for me. I'm asking for prayer for my husband. He is on dialysis, and he's on the kidney transplant waiting list right now. It's been 2 years. In October, he got in a car accident. He went back to work after that, and then when he went on his days off, we found out he lost his job. He's self-employed, so we can't fight it. There's no unemployment. We've just been living off of savings, and that's quickly dwindling away. So I'm asking for prayers for a job for him or for his mom's house to sell. As soon as that sells, we get the proceeds from that, and that will last us for a few more months after that. He still is going to need a job, but at least the immediate stress will be gone. And then if you could also pray for him to be, I would love for him to be completely healed. I know God can do it. Head to toe, he can do it. So just pray for that, or at least that he will have some relief from his daily symptoms. The insomnia and the leg pain is just debilitating for him. So if you could pray for that and just lift us both up to keep our faith strong, because it's there. It's just, gosh, it's hard some days to stay positive. So yeah, if you could just pray for us for all of that, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Great morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological, DABC. I have finally, hi, my name is Divine Touch. I have finally made it the first part of the year, the whole month of January, and now here I am into the fourth day of February, listening to the Chronicle with Jill. Jill, I just want to say, yeah, damn it, because this is my third year with DAB, and now to be with you on the Chronicles is just a blessing. And the way you're reading is really causing me to say, whoa, wow, you know. especially at the Chronicles, you know, being put into order. But anyway, I said all that to say, yay, I've done it. And I'm so excited about what the year is about to bring. Y'all, please pray for me and my old car. My car is 25 years old. And, you know, when you get old, sometimes issues and dramatizations happen. But thank God for prayer warriors, even in the littlest of things that concern us. Have a great day, everyone. I'm praying for you around the world, and especially those in the mission field. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Peace and love. Divine touch.